Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to this special green themed edition of the Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. My name's Adam Tocock. I'm a library services manager here at Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. I'm very, very happy this Libraries Week to be joined by the Trust's Head of Sustainability, Haider Mohammed. So Haider, thank you very much for joining me. Can you tell the listeners and the viewers, please, what your role is and what your team does?
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Nice to know you. I think over the past few months or so, we get to know each other about library services and how sustainability can help on the library services, as well as you have been providing a lot of input into green libraries as well, which I haven't seen this before. Thank you very much for enlightening on this. And I see that your team, yourself and your team, have done incredible work in terms of bringing the subject of green library to our trust. I have seen your nice posters with the United Nations goals on the sustainability as well. That's really very good. And some of your bulletins that are coming out from the library perspective and the green perspective are also uploaded on our internet pages, where you can see the sustainability publications on our internet pages, specifically in relation to the libraries around the country. So in order to introduce myself, I'm the head of sustainability at the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Trust, which basically involves both the hospitals. My key role is around implementing the NHS sustainability and net zero ambition within our trust, which basically involves within the estates and facilities, sustainable operations on the estates. So my remit is around estates and facilities, looking after everything that we can do to make our estates sustainable. And my core role within the sustainability is obviously sustainability across all the services that we provide within the estates and facilities. The other second role is called the transport management. Transport management is really very good and exciting on the sustainability, because we are all looking to reduce our scope 1 emissions related to the fuel consumption, and moving our diesel, petrol, hybrid vehicles to electric vehicles. So that's really, in terms of service, I know it is a service that we provide as part of the facilities, but in terms of sustainability, it's exciting for me because I will be looking after changing our transport operations to net zero operations. And within that sustainability, I have got other roles, which includes the energy management, waste management services, and utilities management, because utility is directly connected to how we manage our energy consumption as well. So that's my role. Apart from that, I also do lots of behavioral culture change programs to engage, encourage, and empower not only staff, but also our other stakeholders, which involve the contractors and any other organization that are working closely with the trust, which involves the London Borough of Hillingdon and the other organization like East and North Horse Foundation at Mount Vernon. They're also keen on sustainability, so we help and support wherever we can. That's my role. Sorry, it's a bit long.
No. Well, there's so many strings to your bow and so much that you guys are doing, Haider. So you alluded to it at the start kindly, but your team's helped us out and yourself have helped us out immeasurably in the library. Like, it's been it's a very, very good working with you. How big is the team, Haider?
In terms of sustainability, it's only myself when you look into the sustainability as a role. But in terms of other services, like, for example, waste management, I have got waste monitoring officer and I have got the waste operatives, about 8 working across the site. They work on a shift pattern. Then the transport management just came to me this year. Transport management, we have got about 8 drivers, and we have got the transport supervisor and the transport manager. So if you see, if there is no sustainability at the trust, these roles and these services would still exist. But sustainability will give a different dynamics in terms of how we do services, whether we recycle or not, whether we reduce the waste or not, how we do the reusable schemes within the trust. It gives you a complete different dynamics, Same with the transport management. I mean, with no sustainability, they can run on petrol or diesel, and still the services will be running. But with sustainability adding to it, it transforms, it improves our services.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on. I mean, you seem like you've always got a million different plates spinning at any one given time. There's a lot going on.
NHS, you see. I mean, NHS is like a little community. So many things happens on a daily basis, yeah.
So what's some exciting projects or things coming up, Haider, that we should be watching out for, or that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, there is a lot to do within the sustainability. It comes at different times and different engagement, different eventual events. So just to give you a little quick example of what we had done in the past, and then I will take you into what we are going to do. In the past, sustainability is new at the Trust. It just started back in April 2020. Since then, we kind of established the sustainability awareness, engagement, and encouragement with the staff, as well as with the contractors. We have done a lot of things in terms of, you know, moving into basic things of sustainability, like sending zero waste to landfill, purchasing only zero carbon electricity, implementing the recycling system across the hospitals. And we also secured the funding, public sector decarbonization funding, a year ago, and we implemented very key big projects, like, for example, solar PVs at Mount Vernon, upgrading our lighting to LEDs. Like, for example, a library was also got upgraded their LED lights. That's why you see very bright in that light, Tom. Yeah. So that's one of the projects, and whole of the maternity building got their windows upgraded to double glazed. So these are the very big projects that we did. So going forward, we will be building upon it. We also launched the UK's first electric ambulance for the patient transport service. Now we have got three on site. Our transport services got transformed into 35% electric, 45% hybrid. So we will be adding more of the electric vehicles. In the past, we had only 7 charging points for the electric cars. Now we have got 35 electric charging points across the site, and we will be expanding this year. So to put in a nutshell, we are looking to expand electric vehicle charging points this year. We are going to activate one more roof with solar PV at Mount Vernon, that is Princess Christian Unit. We are going to also have 2 more electric vehicles in next couple of months. And by the end of the March, we'll be having more. But just we are focusing on 2 of the vehicles. In terms of energy, we have started working to do some collaborative energy efficiency program. That basically means we will focus on one ward or one area, and we will see what their energy consumption is. We bring along the users and the occupants into the practice of the energy efficiency and then the energy saving. So that's why it's called collaborative energy efficiency program. The kitchen energy plan, which we drafted, it will be up and running in a week's time. That's really exciting because it's kitchen energy plan because we provide the catering services. So we have got a big kitchen at Hillingdon, very big kitchen at Mount Vernon as well. There are lots of equipments are there, like, you know, the fryers, toasters, burners, washing machines, all those. We listed all those items, and we are programming at what time they need to be coming off and coming on. So that will help us save on the energy. So that's really very exciting to see the catalog of equipments within the kitchen. So these are the key things that will be happening in the next 3 to 6 months.
That's cool, Haider. I'll tell you what, that kind of leads me on to my last question, actually, because you've just demonstrated there how all these different departments can benefit from working with you and the guys. So how can staff help? Like, what can staff do to, you know, help us work towards our sustainability goals?
Yes, there is a lot that staff has to do in the sustainability journey, because it's not only we are looking at workplace, but also it's all a lot about what you can do at home as well. Like, if I give you a very quick example that sticks to everybody, yeah. So last year and this year, we are seeing the energy price increase that hasn't gone down as we expected pre-2021 pricing. So everybody got affected on the energy pricing. That basically means at home or at work, we have to save the energy. So it's basically whatever they are learning at workplace, they can go back at home and implement it as well. There is a lot of guidance available on our sustainability intranet pages in the format of green message, where we basically publish the things that you can do at work, can also take back home as well. There is a really very good guidance available from the energy awareness websites as well. So in terms of at workplace, everything that we do, we invest time and money to basically to meet the predicted savings and the drivers, that is the targets for the hospitals. Who do we need in the middle? We basically need all the stakeholders, not only staff, but also patient, public coming into our hospital to using our services. It is right down to switching off the switch when there is nobody in the building, switching off the portable equipments when you're not using it, like portable fans, portable heaters, and also recycling, checking your waste and segregating the waste, flattening the cardboard. Everything that we do at work can also be done at home as well. So, you know, cycling as well. I know lots of people have to drive from long distances, so that's fine. But sometimes you can also cycle at home, not only at workplace. But we encourage the staff to come by bike or do the walking or use the public transport when coming to the hospital. So all these are very, very small examples that staff can do at home as well as at workplace. So there are key six things I would say that will help us in terms of the sustainable operations in our hospitals. The first thing is do the sustainability awareness course, which is available on iDevelop. You can do it at home now. That's quite easy. It takes only 10 to 15 minutes, but that will give you a little bit flavor on what sustainability is. The second thing I urge everyone need to do is to flatten the cardboard boxes. Cardboard boxes, you know, they take lots of space, and it's in terms of the logistic operation, it takes a lot of volume, and it's time consuming as well, time and space consuming. And also it presents the health and safety risks. When the cardboard is, you know, unflattened, kept in a disposal hold, it can fall on anybody's head easily. So we need to flatten the cardboard boxes. Segregate the waste. We have got the pedal bins labeled properly with instructions on it. So it only takes a minute to go through the instructions, and you do it only once. You don't do it every time. Once you know what the recycling is, what the general waste is, what the clinical waste is, people can start segregating it. Switch off when nobody is in the building. Still, our buildings are manual switches. There are areas where you have got the sensors, but you can still use the switch off signs to switch it off and use the sustainability store. We have got on the intranet sustainability store where we advertise some of the items which some department do not need it. So we advertise it for other departments to claim. It has been really very, very popular in terms of people searching for furniture equipments. And last but not the least, if you are in an office environment, you don't need a desk side bin. So if you can give up your desk side bin, that will be very, very helpful. Last year, we have collected about 180 desk side bins. And this year, we have got 80 desk side bins sitting in our site waste compound. Basically, what we do is we store these. When there is a nice weather, we buy the pot plants and we put the compost in those bins and put your favorite pot plant. And then we give it back to staff and raise the money for the charity. So look forward to it. We will be doing again the similar event. Yeah.
That's wicked.
So those are the six examples for you to take back home.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Ida. And can I just get you the what's the best way for staff to get in touch with you?
We have got the sustainability email address, which is ths.sustainability@nhs.net. That is the best way, I would say, to fire the emails. You can also get back to me directly, but I usually monitor that inbox. So either way, you will reach me with that email or my email, which is haider.mohammed@sustainability.nhs.net.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Haider. I think your phone will be going off the hook. Your inbox will be lighting up. Yeah. That's great. So everyone, hope you can take heed of Haider's advice this Green Libraries week and beyond. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you at the next one. Goodbye.
Great. Thank you very much, Adam. Take care.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.